I really don't know what I would do without my bow mount Minn Kota electric trolling motor. Without it, my productivity would drop drastically. In fact, my best day last year was on a lake that had been drawn down 4 feet. Without side and structure scan, it would have been a different day. We're going to chat about modern technology today and if it really improves our fishing experience.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
one of the top pro bass anglers in Canada and professional guide, Rick Verkruzen, talks about the importance of modern technology in competitive fishing, and professional guide Paul Castellano chimes in on what it takes to make a living catching fish in Ontario. Plus, MNRF news and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all Polaris and all on sale during the XP sales event. Get rebates as high as $1,400 with a free one-year warranty on every new machine. Sportsman 570s get an $800 rebate. Save $1,000 on Ranger XP 900, the world's top utility side-by-side. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 4/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com, or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Joining me today is top Canadian professional bass angler and guide, Rick Verkruzen.
So back in my younger day fishing in Haliburton, Ontario, with my good buddy Mark there, we had this wooden boat. It was a flat-bottom boat. And I guess it was, they'd call it a dory, but we had this old Johnson outboard, and the pull cord used to break, and sometimes it didn't start. And we'd fish what we called the drop-off, so we could see where the drop-offs were, and, you know, that's basically where we tried to fish. And when we weren't trolling, we would use the paddles to get the boat, you know, close to the areas where we wanted to fish. Well, nowadays, modern technology has come a long way with fishing, and it's led to some great new conveniences that have helped us catch more fish and enjoy our passion that much more. So joining me today, I couldn't think of a better person than Rick Verkruzen. He's one of Canada's top professional bass fishermen, as well as having a guiding service named All In Guiding. Am I right there, Rick?
No, it's All Out Angling.
All Out. Why did I say All In? Maybe I thought they were all in the boat or something, but All Out Angling. So
all
that's
angling.
That's Rick's guiding service. And yeah, let's start off with outboard motors. I mean, what a difference. So we've gone from the old pull cord and mixing the oil into the gas to some new two-stroke technology, which I believe you have in your outboard motor, and four-stroke technology now, where we actually have a crankcase.
So things have certainly changed a lot. Years ago, you always wondered if you're going to get your motor started or not. It was always a big mystery. And today, you don't even choke the outboards. There's no choke on them. I got a 225 OptiMax Pro XS. And you turn the key, and it starts every time, regardless of water temperature or air temperature. It's quite incredible the way things have gone.
And in terms of speed, compared to that old wooden boat back in the days of my fishing in Halliburton with the 9-horsepower Evinrude, we were going maybe about 5 miles an hour. How fast does some of these modern boats go now?
Well, most of the boats that I've been running are between 60 and 75 miles an hour, but there are guys out there that are doing over 100 miles an hour.
Well, so that'll actually get you to the spots faster and allow you to troll a little faster too, I suppose. So a lot more comfort. You've obviously, you know, you've got that ability now to cover more water.
Well, what I've really found is as I've gone up from, you know, from a canoe to a 9.9 to a 45 to a 90 to a 175 horsepower, now to 225 horse, is that the lakes that used to be large lakes are now becoming very small lakes. Like a lake like Rice Lake now, you can get from one end to the other in 20 minutes, where it used to be, you know, inconceivable to even think about going to the other end of the lake.
Right. So if you're catching bass in areas where it's rocky and 3 feet deep and you've got a, you know, in Bewdley and you want to go to Hastings and fish the same kind of area, you can be there pretty quick.
Absolutely. And that adds up as far as in tournaments, if you're, you know, you have an 8-hour day. So if you can, cut every time you travel down by 15 or 20 minutes, you're going to add a couple hours of travel time to your day.
Yeah.
Fishing time to your day.
Yeah. And it really is a game of minutes, isn't it?
It's absolutely a game of minutes. I remember, quite a few years ago when I first started fishing Bass Ontario, I had a 45 horsepower Crestliner and I had some spots on Rice Lake up the Otonabee River. They were so far to go that it would be quite a commitment for me to decide to spend an hour to drive there. But now with the newer faster boats, it's 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
So it makes the lake smaller, gives you the opportunity to cover more water more quickly, which, you know, common sense tells you that that's going to result in more fish in the boat. Now, in terms of what I was talking about before, about trolling slower, and then, of course, using paddles to kind of position the boat, or if it's windy, you know, in the old days, I guess I'm calling myself old, but your boat would just basically drift wherever the wind drifted. It was kind of hard to control. But now what I find a lot of people, and I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there, ask me, what is that thing on the front or on the bow of your boat with the propeller on it? And it is an electric trolling motor. What does that enable you to do?
Well, that is a godsend. That is what enables us to position the boat wherever we want, at whatever speed we want. We can control the speed. We can control the direction of the boat. So if you want to go in any direction, it doesn't matter which way the wind's blowing, we can get there and go to it. And now they've actually come up with the trolling motors with the GPS. Now they're coordinating between GPS and the trolling motor, and you can set them without even touching it. It will take you to where you want to go all by itself. Or you can put them in a lock position where if you want to stay on a specific spot or a specific hump or whatever, you can put it in lock position, and that trolling motor with GPS technology will automatically keep you in that spot.
And you know what? Last year, I was fortunate enough to go fishing for half a day with Mike Miller from Angler & Hunter TV, and that he had that on his Minn Kota. So we went out to this fishing spot, and my first instinct was, you know, the wind's going to start blowing us, so I'll go and just control the electric. And he said, oh, don't touch the electric. And I said, what do you mean, we're just going to drift? He said, no, it's programmed to follow the precise contours of this weed line.
Yep, it's crazy the way it's gone.
And it allows for the wind and everything. So, I mean, so now you can focus on what you want to do, which is fishing. So the electric motor, or what you see, for those listeners who've never had a bow mount electric, that's what all these guys are using, and it really helps them out a lot. Now, in terms of visual, I mean, when we were fishing in Head Lake in Halliburton Village, it's got a very well-defined drop-off or break line or whatever you want to call it, where it goes from a couple of feet down to 10 feet, and we try to focus our efforts on that particular area. But nowadays, the fish finding technology has come so far from basically zero to side imaging and side imaging being coupled with GPSs. What can you tell our listeners about how helpful this is in not only locating fish, but, you know, structure where fish may be?
Well, last year I got my first side imaging unit, and it is quite something else. You don't have to drive over an area to see what's there. You can scan it before you even get there. And the funny thing is, if you see something on your graph that looks like maybe a hump or a rock or a weed bed and you want to go there, you can scroll over on your screen and mark it on your GPS, and it'll come up on your GPS screen and show you exactly where it is, so you can go with your trolling motor now to that spot without disturbing it. You can go there without disturbing it and fish it undisturbed, whereas before you would have to drive over it with your boat in order for your transducer to send you a signal back. And that's making quite a big difference, as well as just being able to see what's underwater. It's very, very clear with the side imaging what you're looking at.
Right.
Whereas before, you had to really interpret more or less what you were seeing.
We will be back before your technology's out of date with more modern fishing.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com, or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio and my chat with pro angler Rick Verkruzen on technology and how it applies to fishing.
And you're absolutely, I mean, I remember last year and the year prior, you know, obviously maybe the listeners don't know, but you and I fish a walleye tournament every year, Canada US Walleye, and locating the walleye in practice, hitting that waypoint so that you know where to return, because it's very hard to return to the same point in the middle of a lake. There's no sidewalks or signs or anything to tell you where to go. And also being able to identify some key elements of the bottom that are attracting those walleye, those two things coupled together just go together like a great song, don't they?
They certainly do.
Yeah. So they've helped us out a lot, and that's good. Now, something that else, that, you know, besides the GPS and the side imaging and fish finding, that maybe worked against you and I last year was the talons. And some of our listeners may have seen these on the back of boats. They just look like long poles mounted on the back of the boat. And what can you tell us, Rick, not only about the benefits of having talons, but how they may have hurt us a little bit last year in that Lindsay Open?
Well, yeah, I mean, last year during the Lindsay Open, there was a lot of wind, and we were trying to fish some really shallow cover along a bank. And to slow down, we were fortunate. The one area we found wasn't as windy, but I know one of the guys that beat us, they had power poles on the back of their boat, and they were able to stop and fish their areas more thoroughly, and that's what gave them, admittedly by themselves, they admitted that's what gave them the edge to being able to catch the fish.
Absolutely. And you know what? And that was Gerard and Jared, right?
Yeah, it was. So.
And I'll tell you, back in, I shouldn't say the old days, because this wasn't too long ago. Talons haven't been around that long. But back in, you know, not too long ago, many of us wouldn't even attempt to fish a shoreline where the wind is blowing in on so strong, because we would be, you know, afraid our boat would get washed up on shore. We wouldn't be able to control the boat. With the electric, you can to a degree, but it's kind of difficult. But with these talons, you push a button, it drops down hydraulically and anchors your boat to the bottom of the lake so that you can very thoroughly fish an area or do whatever it is you need to do, you know, to prepare to fish an area. So, man, I realize they're expensive too, but, you know, it seems like the more of this stuff you get, the more you can kind of keep up with the Joneses, I guess, eh?
Well, and it's not just being able to fish certain areas. It's if you break off and you want to retie, it's surprising how much water goes by while you're busy mucking around your boat trying to find the next, another lure or get retied or do whatever. This way you can drop your talons or your power poles, the boat stops, you can just take your time, get re-rigged, and then just go about your day again.
Yeah, so, there's another thing that helps. So all of these things all together in concert make for an angler who can obviously harvest more fish from the lake. He can get access to targeted fish and catch them more efficiently, which kind of brings me to the final point where, you know, back not even that long ago when I was young and we were fishing up north, live bait, you couldn't beat it. You had some minnows, you had some worms, whatever, some crayfish, you were going to catch the fish. But now with all of these technologies combined and this new biodegradable bait, and I'm thinking specifically of Berkley, their Gulp products, which I know you have too, had some great success with. Live bait, I mean, we don't even use it anymore.
Well, and certainly too, when you're fishing tournaments, you're not allowed to use live bait. So that really takes it. So you don't want to rely on it whatsoever. You want to learn to catch your fish with artificials. And yeah, like you said, these companies have come a long ways. Berkley's one of the leaders in technology for sure with these, and they're biodegradable as well, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, it's crazy how far it has all come.
And for all you listeners out there, it's something that is important. It kind of brings up a key note that it's equally as important for us as tournament anglers, competitive anglers, or high-tech anglers, you might want to call us, that we don't put these plastics into our ecosystem, plastic lures. You know, you don't take them off and throw them in the water. If you can retrieve a snag, you do retrieve a snag. So it's very, very important us to do that. And this biodegradable stuff, eh, Rick? It's one of the primary reasons why we buy it.
Yeah, it's amazing. If you leave it out, it actually shrivels right up, and if you leave it long enough, it'll completely disappear.
Exactly. Now, with all that being said, and before you all go out there and start spending, I just looked at a Ranger boat, by the way, $88,000.
Yep.
It was a demo with only 40 hours on it. So before you go and buy all this stuff and go out there and do all this high-tech stuff, I want you to remember something. I'm going to say this without even asking Rick's opinion or asking for him to confirm it. I think Rick's won about 28 major tournaments, give or take a few. And lures such as hand-tied bucktails, spawn sacks for trout, and the old jig and pork for bass, I would be willing to bet that, Rick, out of those 28 majors, you used all of those, at least one of them, in each one of those tournaments.
Absolutely. Well, not the rope eggs, but
we'll start a trend with that one. But I guess the point is some of this old standby stuff can't be beat.
Well, certainly. I mean, it's stood the test of time, and you can choose certain baits that selectively harvest bigger fish. Some baits catch smaller fish. Some baits catch bigger fish. Certainly, a jig and pig's been well known for catching larger bass. And a bucktail, you can't go wrong with bucktails. They've been out there forever. And walleyes love them.
They really do. And Rick, see, I don't know how many times you've won the walleye tournaments up here in the Kawarthas, but just trying different ones can really make a difference, can't it?
Absolutely. Color's a big deal, and certainly the cadence and how you use the lures, you know, the fish will determine that, and you have to play around with that throughout the day to see what they're interested in.
Yeah, so that's what makes fishing what it is. Lots of things to help us get to where the fish are, locate the fish, but when it comes down to that presentation and putting that twinkle in their eye, so to speak, that's really what it's all about, isn't it?
It certainly is. Another thing that I've really noticed as well with technology is that a lot of the mystery of fishing is starting to come out because you can see so much of what's going on underwater. And it used to be that all you seen was blackness and everything underwater was a mystery, but now it's becoming less and less so.
You're absolutely right. It's and you've got to admit that you can still romanticize about that big bass that you caught and you could never figure out why you caught him there. But now with your imaging, you can tell that there's actually a sunken tree down there that he lived under.
Yep, that's the difference.
Well, it was great talking to you, Rick, and I'm looking forward to this this walleye tournament again this year. I always have fun doing that, and good luck with your guiding service. What is it called again?
All Out Angling.
All Out Angling, and they can find you at alloutangling.ca. .ca, so alloutangling.ca, and make sure, if you want to go out and just learn a little bit about your lake, if you want to go out and have some fun fishing, Rick's the guy to go out with. Thanks again, Rick.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the show, Randy.
More high-tech fishing when we return with pro fishing guide from Cast Adventures, Paul Castellano.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof. They're all at your Polaris dealer, and they're all on sale now during the Polaris XP sales event. For a limited time, rebates go as high as $1,400, and every new machine comes with a free one-year warranty. Take home a legendary Sportsman 570 ATV and get an $800 rebate. Or save $1,000 on Ranger XP 900, the world's top utility side-by-side. This is the perfect time to search the world's biggest off-road lineup and find the machine to match your passion for the off-road. It's the Polaris XP sales event. Rebates as high as $1,400 with a free one-year warranty on every new machine. Today is the best day to get Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs at your Polaris dealer. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 4/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and we are talking tech and fishing with Paul Castellano from Cast Adventures.
Okay, joining us today from Cast Adventures is Paul Castellano. He's also from the Alumacraft Pro Staff team, and he's a guide down in the Niagara River. And we're going to be talking about fishing technology. Well, I think I got the right guy, Paul.
Hey, Randy, how's it going?
Good. So fishing technology, you fish for a living. If people want to go out fishing, you take them out fishing. And it's come a long way in our lifetime. We've seen quite a change from the old bamboo pole and the bobber right up to all of this new stuff like talons and GPSs and side imagery. Does this really help you out a lot in your day-to-day work?
Randy, it's, I don't know where to start with that one, but like electronics. So for a little bit of history, if anyone doesn't know, I guide full-time, like Randy mentioned, on the Niagara River and Lake Erie primarily. And in Lake Erie, having good electronics, it is a game changer. So you mentioned side imaging, for example. So I grew up, like you had mentioned, we had a flasher. That's how it started.
Yeah.
You know, and then paper graphs, and then, you know, liquid crystal, and then color. And now GPS and side imaging, I'm able to go back to spots that I grew up fishing, and I thought I had an understanding, and I'm able to scan the areas on calm days and really understand why that spot was so good. And not only understand why that spot was so good, but expand on the area.
Right.
Where I was only fishing, in reality, maybe 5-10% of the spot, when really there was so much more, or I learned the key spots.
Right.
So technology, not only with electronics, but equipment and tackle, absolutely. It's making new anglers more efficient and letting them fast-track with these mapping systems and these chips you can get and you know, underwater cameras. They're able to learn things by just reading the map and applying it on the water, whereas it took, you know, someone 25, 30 years ago, you know, decades.
Yeah, exactly. Spots. Exactly. And if one person, and especially like, obviously you're guiding, so it's kind of competitive because you've got other guides out there, you know, so you want to make sure that you keep your clients happy. You're also a tournament angler. In fact, I know you won't tell anybody, but I'll tell everybody that you won the Bass Pro Shop Open last year on Lake Simcoe. So there you go. Paul is an awesome fisherman, but but you know, as a competitor too, and as an example, last year I fished with Rick Vercruz and my fishing partner in a tournament, and we came in third. The guys who won, Jared Dean and Gerard Cox, no strangers to tournaments. They win a lot of tournaments. Gerard came up to me afterwards and he said, you know, he said, I think you guys probably could have won it. And I said, how would you know that? And he said, well, we watched you guys fishing. We weren't too far from you. And it was really, Paul, it was so rough and windy. You know what Sturgeon Lake's like some days.
Yep.
It was just, I mean, whitecaps. And he said, well, we've got these talons on the back of our boat. You guys don't have them. And we had the talons down and we could hold our boat steady. He said, you guys were just struggling on the electric and trying to stay on that one spot. And there you go. I mean, they had these talons. Maybe you can explain to our listeners what a talon is and what it does and how much of a difference it can make in somebody's day.
So one of my teammates for Alumacraft, his name is Tara Murata. He's a fellow fishing guide as well. He runs a 185 competitor tiller, and on the back he has a talon. And talon is just, you know, we all have anchors on our boats, but it is a pin, basically, essentially, that just, you can get them in different depths. So I believe his was an 8-foot one. So it will extend down up to 8 feet and peg you in the bottom in one place.
Right.
So on this particular day, same kind of scenario you're talking. We're out fun fishing, and we were on Balsam Lake, and we were fishing a shoreline, and we were fishing a windy shoreline, something that most anglers would avoid. Or if you didn't have the talons, you'd be fighting constantly. And we're flipping some docks, you know, and we're flipping sparse cover, and we were able to put this talon down, have the wind on our back, and allow us to thoroughly fish the area, make multiple casts without moving at all.
Right.
Making no noise, which, you know, for largemouth can make a big difference. So the talon essentially is like an anchor without the rope, without the mesh. When we were finished fishing the area, you simply push the button, talon moves up, you proceed down, lower it down again, and you continue to fish. So it's a huge advantage. I can see in a tournament situation, for sure, if there's a dock where you found fish there in pre-fish, you know, you're going to be able to go to that dock, not make any noise, make all the casts you want thoroughly. If there's any wind, it's not going to move you around. You don't have to worry about hitting your trolling motor. And if you're just fun fishing, you know, the same scenario. It allows you, it takes a lot of the stress out of the equation. Whereas if you didn't have it, you know, you may avoid areas like that where you could catch more fish because it's uncomfortable to fish.
We will be back faster than a bass boat with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing has come a long way with new gadgets and gizmos that help you catch more fish. And in the case of Paul Castellano from Cast Adventures, it helps him make a living.
And you know, in all fairness to technology too, some developed such as four-stroke technology now, these outboard motors burn a lot cleaner. When your dad and I were fishing tournaments, Paul, and you probably even remember from when you were younger, you'd be sitting out there waiting to take off in the morning, and the fumes would just knock you flat.
Blue smoke.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it would almost make you dizzy. There was so much fumes and two strokes. I mean, they've come a long way too, in all fairness to them, with technology. But this four stroke stuff and the Yamaha HPDIs and that, it's amazing what they can do with running a nice clean engine and quiet engine. Like you say, it's important they're quiet as well.
One of the keys, Randy, that I noticed with the four strokes. So I was running from, midsummer up until December. I was fishing out of a 185 Dominator with a 150 Yamaha four-stroke on the back. Mm-hmm. And it's the first time that I've guided fish tournaments and fun fished with a four-stroke, and I cannot believe the biggest difference for me was the fuel consumption. So I was saving money.
Yeah.
I've always had high-performance two-strokes, and they're great. If you want to go fast and you want to get to where you've got to go in a hurry, they're phenomenal, but in reality, in the world of guiding and fun fishing, you don't have to go 65 miles an hour
no.
to catch fish.
Exactly.
So one of the main advantages I found with the four stroke is the money I was saving. It was allowing me to, essentially buy more fishing tackle.
Right, right. Now that's all the good. I mean, it's all the good stuff about technology. And you know me with my loaded questions, but here's an example of something that I used to do when I was a kid. My dad used to take me up to this lake. And, we'd be out of high school, we'd be off for the summer holidays. He'd take me up there and drop me off with the cedar strip canoe in my backpack, and he'd come and pick me up in 2 weeks. He'd just leave me there. So I'd go and paddle out into the middle of this lake and drop a bucktail jig down, 70, 100 feet, and I'd catch lake trout. That's something that I enjoyed doing, and I'd camp out, and sometimes my friends would join me. It was a lot of fun. Now, all these years later, I'm in my Alumacraft boat. I've got planer boards, inline planer boards for spring. I've got downriggers for peak summer. My dad comes out with me. We launch the boat. I've got the fish finders. I know where they are. I've got these things dialed right in. We go out. We catch way more fish. I don't know. Are we having more fun? That's the question.
I think you can make it as complicated as you want to. You don't need technology to go out and enjoy the outdoors and enjoy fishing. It definitely can make you more efficient, but I guess to answer, is it more fun? It all depends. Some people enjoy, fidgeting and tweaking and evolving. And, some people, it's all about numbers. It's all about pushing themselves. Whereas other times it's just to listen to the loons and to be out there for a morning.
Yeah.
And to, keep it simple. So it really depends. Technology can also be a burden because you're spending a lot more. There's a lot more to retain. There's a lot of things changing to keep up with. But it you know, I still believe that it is evolving the sport. It's pushing the anglers. For example, in competitive fishing, when have we seen weights like we're seeing, like Randy, you used to
never
be heavily involved with tournaments.
Yeah.
And you know, guys are coming in now with 27, 28, 29 pounds for five fish. And a lot of that, I believe, is they're able to fish areas offshore that have these giant smallmouth that you could never find if it was rough. You could never find in the past exactly, or get back to it.
And the reason, why I'm laughing is because when I ran tournaments, we let them keep six fish. And we very rarely broke 20 pounds on Simcoe. If you had 17. In fact, I think the first Simcoe tournament we ran out of Keswick was one with about 15 and a half pounds.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, well, yeah, I can. So, one of the main things, I think, for any boaters out there that are listening, that I've personally experienced and seen on the water, and I still see it on Lake Erie every single summer, a good electronics with a good mapping system, it's also a safety thing. There's a lot of shoals that you can easily avoid.
Yeah.
It shows you where you are. It shows you where the shallows are. It shows you where the deep parts are. So for navigation, not only fishing, but for safety, it helps you avoid hazards. So, you know, those are some of the real, and also in fog, nighttime, you know, getting you back safely to where you launch your boat. So those are some of the real advantages I've seen with, you know, electronics and technology.
Yeah, and you know what? That's the beauty of fishing. And the one thing I've always said since I started in this industry 100 years ago or whatever, is the beauty of it is what it is to each individual person. And it can be as simple as that cane pole and that bobber, which I still do off my dock for crappies in the spring, you know, eventually when the ice melts. And or it can be something as thrilling as going down a lake at 70 miles an hour, leading a tournament into day two, which we've experienced before. And that's the spectrum of it. That's the beauty of it. It really is limitless.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just love it. Well, thank you so much for giving us some insight into that. And I should let our listeners know, or you know what? How about you let our listeners know where they can find you if they want to go out for a great day or half day of fishing?
Absolutely. You can go to my website. It's castadventures.ca. You can also, if you're into social media, you can look me up on Facebook. There's a Cast Adventures group. Or on Instagram at Castellano Paul.
Perfect. And they can reach you at, also if they want to email you, at info@castadventures.ca.
That's right.
And for sure, hook up with Paul and he'll get you out on the Niagara River and show you some great fishing action. Thanks a lot again, Paul.
Thank you, Randy. Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Looking for a new knife? How about a brand new Argo for free? Part two of my discussion with John Ward and Rob Stewart from Camillus. Plus, an amazing contest announcement you won't want to miss after these words.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. Joining me in studio for part two of knife selection and their fantastic new contest announcement is John Ward and Rob Stewart from Camillus Knives.
We've got fishing and utility knives left. And actually, I was just talking to Angelo Lombardo today, speaking of utility knives, and he purchased a Camillus machete, which is something that I haven't tried yet, but I'm looking forward to it. And he tried it out last year, and he said it just took a licking and kept on ticking. You know, he said the thing was just amazing. So some good endorsement there. But speaking of utility, I mean, how far can we go with this machetes to start off, Rob?
So I think often people, when we talk to them about a machete, they say, really, what am I going to use a machete for in Ontario?
Yeah.
It's not just hunting. It's not just clearing bush. People are using them in their garden. People are using them for, well, in their own property, clearing back
brush. Raspberry bushes on my woodlot.
A great example, yeah. So this one that you were talking about with Angelo, that's our carnivore. Mm-hmm. So this has a wire cutter in it, a saw blade. It's that titanium bonded, so that's going to stay sharper three times longer that we talked about. So there's a number of these machetes and tools out there that are multi-purpose. So we get caught up a little bit too much on the specific usage of them.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're being used for everything.
Right.
I keep one on the side of my ATV if I ever get in trouble with brush or digging out, any number of uses.
And they really can, a utility knife can get you out of a bind. And something as small as a little folding pocket knife to tighten up the handle on a reel or to do a little bit of work. I mean, there again, you know, the sky's the limit on that type of thing. And obviously, another personalized thing. Do you go with a straight blade, a folding blade, you know, any comments on that, Rob?
Yeah, I'm always stunned when people aren't carrying knives constantly because you're using them all the time. Yeah. Every day of your life, you can be using them for something. Keep it just a little pocket knife with you. You can be folding it up. When you think about fishing, you got tons of options there. Out in the woods, you've got lots of options, but even I coach sports. I'm using it for cutting laces and cutting bags and straps and whatever else you need to. So, as you say, it's a preference what size you need, what handle configuration, but these small utility knives that will have a blade that you can do a number of things on, whether it's the screwdriver tip, files, all sorts of things. Utility knives are being used everywhere now.
Yeah. And there again, in my backpack, I've got one. I always got one in the truck. You talked about fishing, and we haven't talked much about CUDA yet, but I know for fishing, I have my preferences for fillet knives. And in some cases, I even find a serrated blade to be something that I find useful to me. What's CUDA got coming out?
So CUDA, it's a brand new line we're launching this spring.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of key things that make this completely different than anything that you're going to see on the market is, again, back to the titanium bonded blades.
Right.
These are going to be corrosion-resistant blades. They're going to last longer in terms of your cutting capability. That edge is going to stay razor sharp for longer. But another key thing about the CUDA line is the grip. It's going to, when you see this, it really jumps out.
Mm-hmm.
Look-wise, design-wise, it's got a scale pattern on it. So it's not just aesthetically pleasing. This is actually a water channel that runs off. So if there's any guts on the handle, it's going to run off and you'll still have that nice grip.
Because wooden handles get slippery
they
when
sure
they
do,
get
yeah.
water and slime and stuff on them. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's up. And you know what? Now that type of steel that you're using on the fillet knives, is that going to be the kind that we really have to pay attention to, or is it a stainless steel?
Yeah, the steel that we're using on there, Randy, is a 4116 German stainless.
Okay.
And then to Rob's point, we take that steel and then we titanium bond it.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So it's a stainless steel with a titanium bonding, which makes it extra corrosion resistant. Stainless is, you know, stainless is exactly as it suggests. It's stains less. It doesn't mean it never rusts, but it doesn't rust as easily.
Right.
And so there are different grades of stainless steel. Some are going to rust a little quicker than others,
mm-hmm.
but generally speaking, they rust very little. And when we titanium bond it, we're doing two things. We're putting more rust resistance on it, and we are making it stay sharper longer.
Well, and that's important because, you know, now with spring coming, okay, I know myself, this is a time when we fish for crappie, we fish for perch. We're not filleting one walleye. We've got 30 perch, we've got 50 crappie or whatever that we're filleting. And it really can be a chore if you don't have a good tool in your hand.
It really can. It's a lot of work. And the other thing I think that's important to know about these new Cuda knives that are coming out on the market here shortly is that they have a full tang design. And what that means is that the blade that you see goes all the way almost to the butt of the handle. And we prove that in the design of the knife by making a clear window in the handle where you can actually see the stainless steel running all the way to the butt.
Okay.
So when you're cleaning your perch or your walleye and you're doing a lot of them, there's a lot of pressure on the knife because you're leaning
Absolutely.
On it.
You're always bending it. Yeah.
You're always bending it. And when that blade goes deep into the handle, you know, the flex goes deep in there and you're not putting undue pressure. If it only goes in an inch into the handle, you can see what's likely to happen over time. It's a weak point and you could break your handle or it could become loose.
And you know, the one thing, and I guess all guys are the same, and I know I'm like this. So if I've already got a fillet knife at home, why would I buy another one? And every year you use that old thing and it doesn't work and you're sharpening it, it never gets to where you want it to be. And really, I mean, what did you pay for it to begin with? Probably not a lot. It's probably something that you could dispose of or sell at a yard sale or whatever. Get yourself a nice knife. What are we looking at for price point to get a nice fillet knife, Rob?
So these are going to range from in about the $12.99 for about a 4-inch.
Right.
Up to $19.99.
So $20
for $20 gives you a great, fantastic knife.
Yeah.
A few other features. I'm watching all of us here while we're talking about filleting, and we're all putting our thumb down. We're filleting for the pressure.
Absolutely.
So these I haven't seen on the market. These actually have a thumb grip in them as well.
Nice.
It looks like the fish eye. We've given this a nice aesthetically pleasing look like a fish, but it's a nice thumb grip where you're applying that pressure and it's just a nice, clean, smooth ride.
Yeah, and that's important because, I mean, once you get past the actual fillet part and you've got to get that skin off, I mean, if your knife isn't sharp and you're wiggling and jiggling and it just makes a mess out of your fillets. And like I said before, okay, maybe you can tolerate it with one walleye or but this is the time of year when we're catching 50 perch or 30 crab. I don't know. This is the panfish time. I love bluegills, man.
Yeah.
Better have a good knife.
And the last thing you want to do is be sharpening. You want to get through them.
Absolutely. You know,
back is aching. Let's get some in the pan.
A long day of pulling in those big bluegills. I mean, you're beat,
right. Exactly. Exactly.
Especially at my place when I've got to walk down to the dock and cast my line out. I mean,
and kick a few guys away from your dog.
Exactly. Get away from my fish. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's all good. Anything to add to all this, guys? Obviously, Cuda brand is new to Canada. Will it be arriving soon? Is it already arrived?
With Cuda, we are currently starting to get some of our production in stock at our warehouse. We're getting ready to get it out to the retailers in time for spring.
Okay.
And we're going to have, we haven't announced it yet, but we're going to have an exciting promotion along with the launch of Cuda. And this year, now that we've wrapped up the Camillus promotion for the ATV, we're going to be launching a promotion in 2015 for an Argo. And is it a cool machine. It's a 750 HDI Argo machine.
Okay, so let's start that again.
Okay.
And what we'll do is we're going to...
Jump around less?
The show's going to start in March.
Okay.
Right? No, but we got to talk about that. So what I'll do is let's say something about... Yeah, they're on shelves now because they should be by March.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so that's why I was paused when you were saying fishing April. Now. I was going, fishing.
Yeah, well, yeah, because this doesn't even go to air. Well, the show goes to air at the beginning of March, but I'm thinking this is going to be coming in
April-ish?
Second, third week of March towards April, and okay. That's when everybody's gearing up for
okay, so we need to make it sound more current, like it's live.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we could say look for it now.
So I'll do that, and then I'll throw it to you for the contest, because we need to talk about that. You came all the way to here to talk about it.
Okay.
Okay, so...
So the only thing there...
What would you like to cover? Do you want to cover the contest?
I'll do that. Sure.
Okay. So I'll throw it to Rob for the contest.
The only thing on that, though, is so we're going from CUDA...
Do you want to keep them separate? CUDA launch?
Because the Argo's Camillus.
Yeah, so I'm going to do CUDA launch with you, and then we'll just go right to the contest with Rob.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
And it's a Camillus contest, right? That's what I'll make sure we're okay jumping back
so,
and forth.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll do it that way. So tell me, John, CUDA products, can we go out and get them now? And if we can, where can we go find this stuff?
Yeah, they should be arriving very shortly to a retailer near you. Probably some of the first guys that'll get the product out there will be your local independent retailer.
Okay.
So have a look for them there, and then you can start looking around some of the big box stores. Great. Who will likely be in stock very, very shortly as well. I guess very quickly, one of the most exciting things we had happen is at ICAST last summer, we won an award in our very first trip.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, so we're finally going to get this product into Canada.
I can't wait to try it out.
Yeah, everybody can see what all the hubbub is about.
We must all be driving you crazy, because since that you won that award, everybody's, when's it coming out? When's it coming out?
I feel so bad. We've had a lot of explaining to do on why it's taking so long. It's actually launched in the U.S.
Okay.
Because it was such a huge success in the U.S., Canada, being the good sports we are, we let the U.S. have our inventory.
Right.
So they were in a back order situation. We gave them our inventory, and we're waiting to get ours now.
But we'll have it in time for the perch and the crappie fishing and all that type of thing.
We will for sure.
Perfect. Now, back to Camillus. Rob, you came all the way out here today to draw a prize.
Yeah, so we were giving away a 2014 Polaris ATV today.
Yeah.
As a contest we were running throughout the back half of 2014. So we just drew that today, and we have our winner.
Yeah, and who's that?
Should have had that out. Let's try that one again.
Okay.
I wasn't sure if we're going to say that now until we talk to her. But.
Well, this will be in March. So.
Right.
Yeah.
What the heck's your name?
Karen.
Karen Marine from Wolfville, Nova Scotia.
What's your name again?
Karen Marine.
Karen.
Is that Marine?
Marine?
Morin?
I'll go with Morin.
Yeah, Maureen. Yep. So her name is?
Karen Morin from Wolfville, Nova Scotia.
Wow. So you're going to drive the ATV out there and deliver it to her?
I'll take that trip. I don't mind doing that one.
Or is she going to come all the way here and pick it up?
We're hoping she'll come here and get it, but we'll make arrangements that she definitely has.
Okay, so just to recap.
She'll have it by then anyway.
Just to recap, without John's trying not to laugh here. So we had this Camillus contest for everybody to, send in a picture of you, doing something with your Camillus knife, skinning an elk or protecting yourself from a grizzly bear. And what was the picture that was submitted for this one?
So we had Karen carving her pumpkins with some Camillus knives. We had some amazing pictures of kills and people doing various things hunting, but Karen got it with carving pumpkins.
And you know what? I think that's great. The Angler Hunter Show is reaching out to all different types of, and I mean, who said that you couldn't carve a pumpkin? I think that's awesome.
Some people are pumpkin predators.
Exactly. So very, very good to hear. Now, for this upcoming year, any news on new contests coming up?
Yeah, we've gone bigger and better this year.
Nice.
We're going to be giving away an Argo 750 HDI.
Wow.
And this thing is jacked up. It's an 8-wheel drive, mossy oak camo pattern, and it's going to come with a bunch of accessories on it, bush guard, winch, bilge pump.
You can go anywhere in these things.
You can go anywhere in this thing. Yeah. But to go with it all, we're going to have it loaded with Camillus gear, machetes, knives. We're going to have some survival gear on this coming with the Argo. So this is going to be decked out. Gun rack, everything on this.
Well, this is kind of like an off-the-grid travel package. That's incredible.
It's a really cool machine.
Oh,
lots of fun.
For any of our listeners who don't know what an Argo is, I'm sure that everybody's probably at least seen one before. It's an amphibious vehicle. You can drive it on land, on water, in snow. It'll go through absolutely anything. 8-wheel drive, and it doesn't hurt it. You just drive it across the swamp or the lake or whatever you want.
It just keeps on going. Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. So this is something that our listeners are going to be able to win this year.
Yeah, and the cool thing, you mentioned it's amphibious. We're actually, one of the options we're putting on it is a motor mount. So if you wanted, you could put a, you know, an outboard motor, Mercury or Yamaha motor on the back and use that when you're driving it around on the lake.
Nice. And same kind of idea with the upcoming contest with the show us using your cameras?
Same idea. What you're going to be able to do on this one is you can
no
enter.
No more pumpkins? No.
No more pumpkins. But you can enter this one.
Yeah.
Just by filling out a form.
Just by filling out a form.
However, you can get bonus entries, 5 bonus entries by submitting a picture. So nice. Your odds skyrocket by adding some pictures.
Okay, good.
And you can go to CamillusKnives.ca or CamillusKnives.com to find out the details of how to enter.
Very good. Well, guys, thanks for coming out to Peterborough. It's been a while since I've seen you.
Thank you very
much
for having
us. Yeah,
and we'll be hearing from you soon. We'll get we'll talk to you about the launch as soon as you're ready with that, and we'll get you in here. Maybe we'll even get out fishing or something. Who knows?
Sounds great, Randy. Looking forward to it.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with MNRF News after these messages.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Welcome to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. Have you ever wondered how safe our fishery is? I mean, in terms of enforcement and compliance. Do you feel the MNRF is fighting a losing battle? Well, here is some positive news straight from the MNRF on this past ice fishing season. Ice Fishing Enforcement Blitz finds most anglers obeying the rules. In the news, most anglers checked during a recent ice fishing enforcement blitz on Lake Simcoe, Lake Couchiching, and Lake St. John were obeying Ontario's fishing regulations. The Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry Conservation Officers and Canine Unit worked with Ontario Provincial Police and York Regional Police Officers, conducted an enforcement blitz over 2 weekends in February and March. Officers checked close to 3,900 anglers for compliance with the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Act and other fishery regulations, focusing on lake herring, lake trout, whitefish, and yellow perch. They had laid 210 charges and issued 247 warnings for offenses including fishing without a license, failing to display ice hut registration numbers, angling with more than the permitted number of lines, possessing more than the permitted number of fish. Charges and warnings were also issued for safety-related offenses under the Motorized Snow Vehicles Act and Off-Road Vehicles Act and the Liquor Licensing Act. Anglers were reminded that they must have their fishing license with them when fishing. For more information on fishing regulations, please consult the Ontario Fishing Regulation Summary, available at ontario.ca/fishing.
There's no doubt technology can help us to catch more fish. But is catching more fish really what fishing's all about? Until next time, I'm Randy Jennings. Be safe.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Hey, you can also check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at wrvoradio.com.